This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in wonderful Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue on this brisk Sunday morning here in Chicago, November the 19th. Joining me now on the phone is Kirk Dillard. He's the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority and former state senator from Hinsdale. Senator Dillard, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick. It's great to be with you.
Thanks so much for coming on. A lot of talk in the news about fare increases. We've seen Metra with its latest fare increase. And now, of course, we have pressure being put on the CTA after 8 years about raising its fares. With Metra, it's been more of an annual increase. With CTA, it's been hold the line. But you folks over at the RTA say that really it's the budget as proposed is not really a sustainable one.
Well, there's a state law that requires the RTA, and we're the umbrella that's over the CTA. Metra and PACE are three service boards, as we call them, and we, by law, have to make sure that all three of those boards have a balanced budget. And there's a requirement of a recovery ratio, as it's called, of 50%. And the state, coupled with a little slowdown in sales taxes, probably primarily caused by more internet sales, is facing a $100 million or thereabouts hole. More than $33 million, I believe, is the CTA. And the CTA has done a remarkable job under Mayor Emanuel's leadership of investing back into their system. In fact, at no time in the history of the CTA have they ever reinvested more money, and there's a lot of great things going on. But when you're looking at a $33 million hole late in the year, and I know that I've read in the paper the CTA and the mayor and those in City Hall don't want to have service reductions. Metra's had some service reductions. The only place to get that money would probably be your fare box recovery. And so my executive director, Leanne Redden, sent a letter off to the CTA reminding them that they have a 50% under state law recovery ratio, and they have to have a balanced budget or we're not allowed by law to approve it.
Is the recovery ratio, is that basically the ridership?
Yeah, it's basically the fare box, as I call it. It could be some other things. It could be advertising money and other things. But there's essentially half of the cost has to come from the system itself. The rest is there's sales taxes, some federal money, and then, as I've said, the state has cut significantly. The state did a couple of major things in July when it finally passed the budget after 3 years. Number one, it cut 10% across the board the public transportation fund of the state of Illinois. So it's just not metropolitan Chicago, but they cut Peoria and Urbana in those places as well. Something that's new is the state is now charging the RTA region, and it's the six counties in metropolitan Chicago, like they are cities. 2% of all the monies we collect for a sales tax now go to bureaucrats in Springfield to run and subsidize the Illinois Department of Revenue. So that's almost $40 million for the RTA. They took away in Springfield, even though it's a mandate under federal law, all our monies for people with disabilities. So those folks who are trying to get to their physicians or whomever are going to probably face an increase in their cost. And then last but not least, Rick, what I think a lot of people don't understand is that there are $100 million a year in free and reduced rides that the RTA gives to our riders. Big, I wouldn't say gives, it's mandated that we give to our riders. The state used to pay, and I remember when Governor Blagojevich was the governor, there was the Rod Blagojevich free ride program. That's not all of this, so I don't want to blame all of this on Governor Blagojevich, but everybody got familiar with, wow, there are reduced and free rides. $100 million, those are mandates. We're not allowed to make those cuts, so we have to provide those services. The state used to pay us for half of it, then they went to 35% a couple of years ago, and now they've taken all of that away from us. And then last but not least, with respect especially to Metra, the federal government mandated it cost $400 million, a new computerized system called Positive Train Control. You know, once again, here's a $400 million mandate on Metro with its pretty old equipment. I'm having to make those changes, and all of this adds up. And at some point in time, there's a breaking point.
And we haven't even talked about issues like capital, really. I mean, positive train control is related to capital, but I mean, as you mentioned, like Metra and the aging fleet and those kinds of things, and
right.
and the state doesn't even have a capital budget. So,
and it's interesting on positive train control, Rick. We have to hire more employees to operate that system, so there is an operating cost. But you're right; it's mostly capital. I know some have read, as I did, the mayor and the city council are trying to impose a small fee on ride-sharing vehicles, the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world, and that money is not going to go to operations. That money is going to go to capital physical improvements in primarily the elevated system of Chicago. And I can't say enough. I want to reiterate. The CTA has gone over 8 years, as you said in the introductory comments, 8 to 9 years without a fare increase, a general fare increase. That is remarkable leadership by the RTA or by the CTA and their staff. They do an amazing job of managing money. And I'm a transit rider every day. And you know, I think if you explain to we riders that you're improving the system and the CTA is definitely an improved system. It's going to get better and better and better under Mayor Emanuel's leadership. We're doing some amazing things in improvements. But every 8 or 9 years, you're going to have a slight increase in fares. But if you show them that we're improving the system, we basically understand it. We don't like it, but we understand it.
We're speaking with Kirk Dillard, the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. We're speaking with Kirk Dillard. He's chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. We're talking about the issues of rising fares. And Mr. Dillard, as you referenced the fact that it's been 8 years with the CTA, yet the CTA has been making, you know, a vast number of improvements. The mayor saying last week, I've been very clear that the one thing that is definitely 100% off the table are any service cuts. That's what Mayor Emanuel said. $33 million, you know, when we look at Illinois and its financial problems, I mean, $33 million doesn't sound like a lot. And, you know, when you look at the basic fares of $2.25 for using the L and $2 for the bus, and that being held for 8 years, it would seem that raising fares, and again, it's one more kind of fee dumped on people's backs, but it has been 8 years. I mean, is there any estimate like what would be a satisfactory? I mean, a quarter? Is that, would that cover everything? I mean, we're talking...
I leave that up to the CTA board, which has to make these difficult decisions. And I want to make it really clear so people understand that Chicagoland, our RTA system, our three service boards, CTA, Metro, and Pace, have the lowest operating cost per mile of any mass transit system in America. That's even with Chicago's tough winters. So, you know, I always, you know, we're always looking to save money. And the CTA... has, while they're not going to reduce service, has made some substantial cuts in a number of areas, as has Metra, and actually Metra has scaled back services. But we have the lowest operating cost, and we're always ratcheting costs back of any mass transit system of our kind in the United States of America. And we only spend in Chicagoland 40% per capita on mass transit as compared to New York, 40%. So I just want people to know and understand that nationally, we're the cheapest operating cost. We do the best at holding down cost of any of our peers in the country.
We kind of touched, I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything, I'm sorry.
Okay. We kind of touched on this before the break about the issue of capital. And That would seem to be also concerning because the state has not had a capital program for years. And this is public transit is a capital intensive operation.
Yes, it is. And that, you know, that gets my dander up more than the operational things. If you want to know the importance of public transportation, Amazon, and we've been talking a lot about trying to get Amazon's second headquarters here in Chicago, which would be awesome. But right at the top of their list is among the top few items is access to public transportation. And, where public transportation goes, the economy grows. And it's funny, Rick, I just did a survey. I'm going to be speaking to the City Club of Chicago about what all the other cities in America are doing with respect to investing in public transportation. But out of the mayor's office in Indianapolis, we love the look, and we have people enamored, including the Chicago Tribune, that loves to compare us to Indiana. Out of the conference of in Indianapolis recently, there was a great line I use all the time: trying to keep millennial workers in your city without mass transit is like trying to sell them a phone without a camera. And even red states like Texas and Utah are investing enormous amounts of money into mass transit, and we need to keep up. We have a state of good repair, as we call it, need of almost $20 to $30 billion. You're not going to do that overnight, but over a 10 or 12 year period, we've got a lot. We have an old system. A third of our fleet is beyond its useful life. And Rick, I don't make this up. I ride the Burlington Northern Metro system in to Chicago every day, and the car I ride in was delivered when Dwight Eisenhower was the president. And we've got to take care of our capital needs, our infrastructure needs. We haven't had an infrastructure bill in 9 years in Illinois, and we got to keep up.
But also to do that, and of course, here's the great reluctance, is to find a way to pay for it.
Well, Indiana, let's compare us to Indiana again. One of the first things that Governor Eric Holcomb did when he became governor of Indiana, he was Mike Pence's, our vice president's running mate, or lieutenant governor when Governor Pence was the governor of Indiana, he increased the gas tax because he knows that if you invest in your infrastructure, private job creation happens. Iowa just increased their gas tax. And I'm not espousing any particular thing. I leave it up to the legislature. But our gas tax in Illinois has been untouched since the early 1990s. It's based on flat gallonage, and it's lost. It's 19 cents flat. If it was adjusted for inflation from the time it was last raised, it'd be 32 cents. But what most people in Illinois, including my former colleagues, don't understand is that we're supposed to be the transportation capital of America. Our gas tax in Illinois, the percent that goes to actual infrastructure for roads, bridges, and mass transit is among the 10 lowest in the United States of America, and we're supposed to be the leaders in transportation. So we've got to have an infrastructure bill. I'm worried, the president has talked about a $1 trillion infrastructure bill out of Springfield. We have a great congressional delegation on a bipartisan basis. Congressman Quigley, Congressman Lipinski, I don't want to leave anybody out, Senator Durbin, they do a great job of bringing back transportation dollars to Chicago. But Illinois has got to have the money to match the Indianapolises and the Phoenixes and the San Franciscos of the world. These are our Illinois dollars, and we got to bring back the federal match. And if we don't have an infrastructure bill passed here, we're not going to have the monies to match what the Congress eventually will get around and the president will get around to signing for infrastructure capital improvements.
And as the capital, the infrastructure deteriorates, more of the money has to be devoted to repair and try to replace than would be allowed than under a full-fledged capital program.
Correct. Older equipment on our system cost us more money to operate. It's like a catch-22. And I just want to tell your listeners, if we didn't have Metra, this is just Metra, we'd need 27 more lanes of highway on the Edens, the Kennedy, the Stevenson, which are already Eisenhower bursting at the seams. And that even if you don't take mass transit, you save over $400 a year in gasoline costs, because as congested as we are, we'd be more congested. In fact, the Wall Street Journal used a number that was $1,400 this year that all Americans spend because of congestion. In mass transit, we move over 2 million riders a day, Rick, in the RTA system. That's an incredible amount of people. 70% of everyone that works in the financial district in Chicago takes mass transit. And whether you take us or not, we save you incredible amounts of money. And I always laugh. Metra has a 96% on-time arrival rate. You can save $11,000 if you were to dump the pump and get rid of a second car and take Metra. But it is an incredible amount of savings you can have by riding mass transit. And even if you don't, you benefit. But the average Chicagoan spends 56 hours a year looking for a place to park their car. You can take a lot of Metra rides or a lot of rides on the L or a CTA bus when you're spending 56 hours a year looking for a parking place.
56 hours. That's the number of, that's the number of the day. Kirk Dillard, Chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Rick. It's always my pleasure. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more right after this.